You're listening to The Point. Last year, mosquitoes tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, in multiple towns across the Cape and South Coast. There were a dozen reported cases of human infections across the state, and at least three people died. How can we reduce mosquito populations and keep ourselves safe? Joining us to answer those questions is Gabby Sokolsky. She's entomologist and superintendent of Cape Cod Mosquito Control. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So Cape Mosquito Control has been around since 1928, and we've been battling mosquitoes on Cape Cod for a long, long time. Mosquitoes are a nuisance, but they also carry disease, which hasn't been a big concern for most of us until last year. Why are we now seeing Triple E in our region?
Well, there have been a lot of environmental changes, but it's really a seasonal thing. And last year, a lot of things came together weather-wise. Perfect timing, right? Weather-wise, yeah. To make that a possibility. We had, before this, last winter and the fall before was wet. So going into the fall and winter, we had a lot of habitat for mosquitoes to overwinter. And that year before, in the fall of 18, they had started to pick up some animals that were testing positive for Eastern encephalitis. So by last spring, we had some clues that it might be one of those years where we were going to see Eastern encephalitis. Mm.
Should we be prepared for as many cases as we had last year or more?
It's hard to say. We should definitely be prepared for Triple E to be here again this summer. It'll be all related to the weather.
Mm, yeah. So many people had concerns about spraying for mosquitoes last year. How is that decision made, and when and where to spray? Is there evidence that it worked?
So I have to say that this is a historic thing for us to bring trucks onto the Cape to spray for adult mosquitoes. Every year my crews are out there. Right now they're out there with backpacks on, and they're spraying to kill mosquito larvae that are in the swamps. They use a bacteria, and that's what we're doing year-round. And that's what we were doing last summer up until the first week of August. You know, off Cape, we were already seeing in July amplification of Eastern encephalitis and risk increasing in towns off Cape, and so that first week of August, we had a number of samples, five positives, come in with mosquito samples carrying Eastern Equine Encephalitis, all in that small area between the middle of Falmouth Town and Woods Hole. In the past, just to compare that to our historical positives in mosquito samples for Eastern Encephalitis, I started here in 1993, way long ago, and between 1993 and 2019, we've had exactly four mosquito samples come back positive for Eastern encephalitis over that whole time period.
Wow.
When we had five positives in 1 week in a variety of different species of mosquitoes, the species that amplify the disease, as well as human-biting mosquitoes, and we were watching what was happening off Cape, it led us to the decision to recommend an adult spray.
So what's the chemical that is used in spraying?
In this case, we used a product called Zenovex. It's a pyrethroid.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned different species. How many different species of mosquitoes do we see?
Okay, so on Cape Cod, we don't have a lot of species of mosquitoes. We've got about 25 common species of mosquitoes. Of the species that tested positive for Eastern encephalitis in Falmouth, I had 1, 2, 3, 4 species test positive. And that was at three different sites. So that was really when the concern, when there was a concern with controlling the mosquitoes in their adult stage. So by the end of that week, we were meeting with the Falmouth Board of Health, who set up a joint meeting with the Board of Selectmen and the Health Department. We recommended the spray, and 5 days later, we did the spray.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you remember there were some people who were really upset about that. Oh, I don't want you to spray in my property. What kind of impacts does the spraying have on people or pollinators?
So the spray itself was done after 9 p.m. And actually, we ran the route earlier. And when we ran the route, my crew actually ran into one of the beekeepers that was on the route and talked to them about when they thought it was best to start, when the bees would all be back in their hives. And they said 9 would be good, so that's when we started our spray. People could call up, and they had 5 days between when that was announced and went out through the media and when we did the spray. And in those 5 days, people could call up to exclude their property from the spray, and we actually had 15 people in that area call up and exclude their property from the spray. I would say that of our phone calls, and we got somewhere around 500 calls in that week or so around the spray, they were split up. I mean, there were a lot of people from other towns who wanted to know why we weren't spraying their towns. Because they were watching what was happening off Cape, and I think people were very nervous.
Yeah,
we had both. I would say that it was definitely split between the people who were concerned and we explained, and then they could be excluded from the spray, and the people who didn't understand why they lived in another section of Falmouth and they weren't being
spayed. Right. So what are the ongoing efforts aside from spraying to reduce mosquitoes? You mentioned that your crew's out now kind of looking for the larva, but what should we be on the lookout for, and what can we as homeowners do?
Well, everybody can do their part. It's the same common sense things that we say every year. Go around your yard after it rains. It keeps raining. And empty out any of those containers. Any standing water is habitat for mosquitoes to develop in. They'll lay their eggs, and the mosquitoes will be flying in a couple of weeks. It's still a little cool out, so it'll take a little bit of time. People should avoid mosquito bites. This summer, assume that mosquitoes might be carrying disease. In fact, every summer, because the summer before this in 2018, we had elevated risk for West Nile virus in the town of Falmouth and in other towns. So I think that people just need to assume that it's not good to be bitten by mosquitoes. They may be carrying a disease, and you need to do what you can to avoid mosquito bites. Wearing an EPA-registered repellent is one of the best things you can do. Read the label and use it as per the label recommendations.
Number of mosquitoes drops after a frost, but can mosquitoes, the larvae, do they survive the frost? And if we have a prolonged period of warm weather in the fall or winter, could mosquito larvae hatch then? What's their life cycle like?
So you won't get adult mosquitoes in the middle of winter unless they're overwintering as adults. We have some species that do that, so you'll have a warm day, or they'll get into people's houses, and you will see adult mosquitoes flying around in the wintertime. The mosquito larva, the ones that are overwintering in the larval stage, can survive a frozen winter. It doesn't matter. They have in their bodies a sort of an antifreeze chemical that keeps the cells from freezing, so they're able to survive being in ice. So it's the season really starts. We're already seeing the mosquito larvae starting to go through their developmental stages now. Our crews have been out since the end of March checking for mosquito larvae, dipping the water, and treating it with that bacteria.
Hmm. So you mentioned some of the things we can do about, you know, getting rid of the standing water. Are there other things we can do? I'm just like put up a bat house, maybe encourage bats on your property or plantings. Are there other things that you can do to discourage mosquitoes?
So I wish I could say there were.
I wish
there
you could
aren't.
Too.
I am a fan of bats. My mom is a bat researcher, and I would encourage anyone to do what they can to help the bat population on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
But, you know, you hear all the time those statistics about bats eat hundreds of mosquitoes in a night or 1,000 or whatever it is. Those are based on laboratory studies that were done where bats were only offered mosquitoes. They did eat 1,000 mosquitoes, but out there flying around, that's a lot of energy. They'd probably maybe rather spend their energy on a big moth or a big beetle.
Yep.
But again, definitely take care of the bats. And I have to say, just to circle back real quick to what happened last summer, and I hope we never have to use any truck spraying here again, because that means we've gotten to the point where there are adult mosquitoes carrying Tripoli. We did, after that truck spray, see a month where we never saw any more positives.
Oh, good.
So I feel like we did do a lot of testing after that inside the area where we sprayed, outside the area where we sprayed. I want to make sure that people understand that we just didn't pick a date and pick a... There was a lot of science that went into this, and then a lot of science that went into the follow-up as well to look at efficacy.
Yeah. And we also have seen some, you know, private companies that do spraying for people's yards for mosquitoes and ticks. And what is your advice on that, on vetting those companies so that you're not harming pollinators?
Well, I think everyone should educate themselves. Make sure that they, first of all, know that the company that they've hired has people who are licensed pesticide applicators that are applying pesticides. You know, you can ask to see that, and you can go to the state website to look at that. I personally, if somebody was spraying chemicals on my property, I would want to see a label. I would want to see what that product is so that I could be educated and know what kind of impacts it would have on my property. I would also say that a lot of times the type of sprays that you do for adult mosquitoes, like we did that one, are very temporary. And mosquitoes fly, and they tend to fly around sprays and barriers and things like that. So really, I would go back to the approach that we take at Cape Cod Mosquito Control, an integrated pest management approach where you're looking for where the mosquitoes are coming from and getting rid of the source.
As our climate warms, are you concerned that we could see other diseases appear in our region, you know, like, say, malaria or something? And are there researchers tracking the spread of those diseases in mosquitoes?
We're doing surveillance on the Cape every summer, and that we're sending in things to be mosquito samples to be tested by the state labs. But we have the mosquitoes here that can carry malaria. More my concern would be about traveling, because even though now nobody's traveling, in general, the world is a small place. And I do know people who've come back to the United States with malaria and come back to Cape Cod. And we do have the mosquitoes here that are able to transmit that disease. The thing is that that's what we're doing. We're trying to manage the mosquito populations so that they're low enough that you don't see transmission of disease.
And so just real quick, early signs of Triple E that we should be aware of?
I'll say it was a wet winter in the swamps, and it's a wet season so far, so it's going to be all related to the weather.
Yeah. All right. We'll post a link to the Cape Cod Mosquito Project at our website, capeandislands.org. Gabby Sikulski is an entomologist and superintendent of the Cape Cod Mosquito Control. Thanks so much, Gabby, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that we don't see the Triple E this year.
Oh, me too. Definitely. I could use a nice quiet summer.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.